Go to the book of the Leviticus for the beginning this morning, chapter 1, Leviticus. I don't know if you ever considered or not, all the conversation about the sacrifice there is in this Bible. It's over and over and over. It's repeated. And I think far too often there is any understanding of it. I'm quite sure that most religious people today don't understand what the sacrifices were all about. They think they were just some kind of service left.
An end in themselves.
Yeah. But they were types and shadows for good things to come.
Right.
And it was all centered around our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All of it. The main theme of it. All of it was Him. It wasn't just a matter of killing the animal. The Lord wasn't pleased with that so much.
No.
But it was the offer of a righteous acknowledgement of who God is our sacrifice today. We are always looking unto Him as the perfection of righteousness.
Right.
In verse 3 of this first chapter, I guess we'll begin there. Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel. Say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. And in his offering, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male. He is always specific about what this sacrifice had to be. First place, it had to be pure and clean, without blemish, without spot. Perfection, purity, holiness, without blemish, and he shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest Aaron and his son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And all be in order, see? Exactly right. And it had to be by the sons of Aaron. And they cut his anything.
Right.
And that had to be made clean.
Yeah.
There was so much said about being clean.
Yeah.
Everything being clean, laid in order upon the fire, and the priest, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water. And the priest shall burn all this upon the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It must be asleep, safe. Just old, any old smoke was just a smoke in the nostrils of the Lord. And you know that if you've ever been around a campfire, it all, the smoke always blows. And it's irritating. In the same way with love, if it's not offered in proper manner, then it is a smoke and it's not. Another thing, it couldn't be any strange fire that they had.
No.
The fire had to be one of cleansing, making things pure. We have an example of that with the preaching of the gospel. It's fire from the lips of the Lord that it might cleanse.
Right.
Make one perfect in the Lord. In the 6th chapter, in verse 8, and it said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering. Because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burned in it, and the priest shall put on his fine linen garment and his linen breeches, and shall be put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and they shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments then, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto the clean place. Still got to be clean.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes in a clean place. Can't be contaminated. This is holy. This is a picture of purity once again that's in our Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection. Perfection. Absolute perfection. And then it must be carried outside the camp. That's where it's the offer. And said, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in, and shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offerings in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering, and the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, and it shall never go out. The continual burnt offering is with the continual burning. I believe it speaks of the affliction of our Lord Jesus Christ. The things that was brought upon him came as fire, and he was totally consumed.
Right.
Nothing left.
Right.
The fire wasn't to go out. It'd be a continuous burning. Don't let it go out. Same way with the lamp. Don't let it go out. Lord, I was going to see this didn't go out, too.
Right.
He was going to send the oil to the lamp to keep it burning. He sent the priest to keep the fire burning upon the altar until it be totally consumed. The ashes but then it must be carried out in a clean place. This wasn't just any act. This was holy, consecrated act. I think it's also a picture of our church. That it's being afflicted also. Always and always being stirred and raised up, and fire keeps burning, and it keeps sending the message to the church also of a new day. A new resurrection. A newness of life. In a clean place.
Yeah.
Must be clean. It's the law of the offering. Always law, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Lord set a law.
Yeah.
Always. And what was the law? Same thing.
Yeah.
It was testimony to the purity that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. One coming to save his people from their sins. In the book of Zechariah, the 13th chapter, in verse 4, I guess. That shall come to pass in that day, that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision, when he hath prophesied. Neither shall he wear a rough garment to deceive, but he shall say, I am no prophet. I am the husbandman, for a man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. Great affliction.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any worse. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn my hand upon the little ones.
Yeah.
And it shall come to pass that in all the land with the Lord, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. But the third shall be left therein. Now bring a third part through the fire. Now you notice here he's going to bring it for himself. It caught my eye. I will bring the third part through the fire. But he's going through it first.
Yeah.
He is the first fruit.
Yes, absolutely.
And he would go through fire for and with his people. But the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. This trying of him is not only the Lord, but the church. But the trying began with him. He was tempted and tried above every man that ever walked upon the face of this earth.
Right.
till it totally consumed him in one fashion or one sense. He was tried with fire, burnt up on the altar, if you will, until he is consumed.
Yeah.
And then careful to be carried out and put in a clean place. And I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. This is said a little different than most any other place in the Scripture. This is my people. But this is a little bit different. This is my people, and they will say, this is my God.
Right.
But there'd be a trying and a burning and an offering that would be pure. Isn't this something? Be burned with fire and then tried with fire and then be refined.
Yeah.
Refined again. A pure. In the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 1, he said, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God. For thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, and say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us, precious. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We'll not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. That's what's happened, you see.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's the work of their hands.
Yeah.
You're our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. And I will heal their backsliding, and I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him, because he's made it pure. He's went through the fire, been refined. And I will be as a dew unto Israel, he shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as olive tree. And he shall smell as lemon. Be a sweet, smelly savor. In the book of Isaiah, 49 chapter, verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause it to inherit the desolate heritage, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, and to them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in ways, and in their pastures shall be high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall they heat the heat of the sun smiting, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water. shall he guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make all my mountains a way, and thy highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinai. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and that we have had mercy upon his affliction. They have been afflicted. Always being tried.
Right.
With the fire come down from heaven. 51st Psalm. Verse 15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Mm-hmm.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it.
Yeah.
Thou desirest not in burnt offering, delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So what is the true sacrifice?
Yes.
A broken and contrite heart that calls upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And who's going to give us that heart? The Lord himself. And this is the glory and the praise that we have unto our God.
Amen.
This is what he has purposed to do, he will do.
Amen.
And there's none that can stay his hand nor say unto him, what do this thou? He will do all things according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
People wonder about that. Well, he has to because he's God.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no better way to say it, I guess, you know, he is God. Yeah, from a human, I guess a way of saying it humanly is that he couldn't do anything else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If he wanted to.
Right.
Which he doesn't, but I mean,
right.
He has to do according to his nature.
Yes.
But so do we.
Amen.
We have to do according to our nature. If our nature is sin, then we will sin. But if our nature is holiness, then we will be a people of holiness. There cannot be any difference. It goes back again. God is, he's put these things so simple.
Amen.
And yet so profound.
Yes.
It's just like in the very beginning again of our Bible. How many things are there if we could just see them?
Amen. Amen.
And then believe them.
Amen.
And then rejoice in
them. Amen.
But he made it a law, J.T. Talking about that law. Everything works after a law.
Yeah.
It's a law of gravity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything works according to the law. And that law has been established by God.
Right.
But in the very beginning of our book, he said that kind
mm-hmm.
brings forth life. have been trying to alter that ever since.
Yeah.
I guess the first people tried to figure out some way to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's what all of this studying of how to, well, all this hybrid stuff. You can understand that's what that's all about. They're trying to do something, first of all, better than God.
Yeah.
And secondly, they're trying to show that the Word of God is not true, that life, that time doesn't have to bring forth time, it can bring forth something else.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they haven't succeeded yet, have
they? Mm-hmm.
And they cannot succeed. How stupid man is to think that he can alter the laws of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's interesting that we have space, and we know what space is, and you can't change that. You can't add a fourth dimension to it. And the same with time. It's, you know, past, present, and future. You can't change that. Can't change that at all. In the same way with mass. I mean, it is what it is. And they don't really address the fact that is how it is, and you can't do a doggone thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes you think you're a God?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're saying. Man is the highest being.
But they try.
Sure.
They've got new math.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess. It's not math at all.
Right.
It is?
No, it's theoretical. A lot of it.
Yeah. And it can't work. But be thankful, if you can, be thankful that God has not left you in that dark.
Amen.